Welcome to WTF Podcast, Whispers, Tales, and Frights.
Yay.
Hello. Yay. My name is Sydney.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
Kristen, how are you today?
Girl, I'm hot. It's hot in this office. There's light, but then there isn't light. So it's fine. It's fine.
Hot.
I'm hot. It's been freezing, but I mean, it's like been 10 degrees, but what, do we have snow? No.
No,
Why don't we have snow? That ain't
not
fair.
no, not even ice. Did you see all the schools? So we're in Georgia, by the way, if y'all don't know that. Did you see all the schools canceling?
Yes. All these schools canceled. I didn't even ask our friends if their kids were in school.
That is true. I didn't know. I saw Clayton County cancel. Like, I didn't know if Gwinnett canceled. You know, Gwinnett's usually like last. Atlanta Public Schools canceled, it looked like. I guess because it was like it maybe possibly a snowstorm or ice
Really
storm.
no snow.
Yeah, it wasn't
Really
gonna
no.
snow.
They kept
Maybe
saying
ice.
like wintry mix and all this stuff. I'm like, shut up. Just
First of
shut up. Don't
all,
get my hopes up. Don't play with my emotions. I want snow, damn it.
oh no, I don't want any snow. I'm sorry.
I want snow.
Keep that. It didn't even look like it was gonna snow. It looked like the worst it was gonna be ice.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that would happen because the rest of the days after was the sunshine. I was like,
Yeah.
there's no way it can
Yeah.
stick.
Yeah,
Like, I did a TikTok, and it was I did my goals for TikTok, and the goals were
okay.
to save $100, to drink no alcohol for
Yeah.
January. So I break my
Yeah.
goals down monthly because I can
Okay.
easily attain them, and
That's
then
smart.
to increase my income by like 3,000, and then it
Okay.
was like one freaking more. I can't remember, but it's going good so far.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's good. I need to do that January thing, monthly goal. I'm doing dry January also.
You're good? You're
Oh
dry?
yeah. Yeah, I'm dry.
Okay, good. I'm dry too.
It's there's some times I'm like, man, I could go for a glass of wine right now.
Same.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I actually had that. It was actually this past week. Like, I've been feeling like those, like wanting a glass of wine. But for the most part, I'm not gonna lie, I haven't really been thinking about it too much.
Okay.
Yeah. So, oh, that's what it was. Work out 3 to 4 times a week. So we're good
Oh
so far.
yeah. Yeah. I've been, maybe that's my WTF story. I only worked out, well, no. I did core crunches at home. So I did 3 times a week this week.
Oh.
I went to the gym, lifted weights, ran,
Oh.
and I was sore. I was so sore.
Wait, how many miles did you run?
Not a lot, like half. Because
That's still good.
I did it after. I did like a quarter of a mile beforehand and then half afterwards.
Okay. That's pretty
So,
good.
yeah. And I walked all around like Gainesville, Georgia the other day for work.
Yeah, I
So,
was about to say walking is just as effective too. Yeah,
yeah.
especially if
And
you're doing
then,
distance.
so we got to do aerial yoga.
No, I really want to do that. Where do
You
you
have
go?
because so I went to I've gone to two different places. One place was really chill. It was definitely more of the yoga style. The other, you know how Pink does her concerts and how she
Actually, haven't
Cirque
really
du
seen her.
Soleil type stuff.
Yeah, I remember that a little bit.
Yeah, I've just seen clips. That's what this second place is like.
I want to go there.
Yeah, girl. Like for that first class I went to, we ended it with doing a flip using the silks and like how to get into it. The other place I've gone to, that's how we started class, doing a flip with the silks. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But
I
it's still
see.
beginner class.
Yeah.
So, but I did it and I mean, I got up high and it was a crazy, yeah.
Ooh, I
And
want
I did this last night and my arms are so sore.
Wait, you did aerial yoga last night?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be sore. You know,
I
that's
am
funny,
so sore.
because I went to dance last night and my thighs are so sore. I haven't danced in heels for a little minute. Well, I've been slowly going back. Like I went like 3 weeks ago, and then I went like a week ago. But I used to go faithfully, and I took off some months. So I'm like slowly getting back into the heel groove.
Okay,
I'm
there
glad I
you
went.
go. Yeah, there you
So
go. You're
yeah.
doing this.
Well, I guess we'll pivot
Pivot. Well, wait, what's
to
your WTF?
WTF. Oh, WTF story. So what's my WTF? Let me
What
tell
is
you. Let me tell you, girl. Right, okay,
Lord.
so you know, me and Tiago living together. And
Oh, God.
so he had the
Are you
exterminator
gonna be
come.
nice? Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. So he had the exterminator come, right? And like I wasn't even like paying attention. I was just like, you know, doing my thing, sitting on the couch watching my movies, not really knowing why they were there. So like the next day, I asked him, I'm like, I saw that they were like in the attic. So I was like, what were they doing in the attic? He was like, oh, I'll tell you, Sydney, you're gonna freak out. I was like, what were you doing? He was like, there was bats in the attic. I was like,
Oh.
what? Bats. Not bat. Bats, like 10 of them mofos, right? So, like in the attic. And like I heard them because every time, you know, at night I hear them and like, cause you know, I just hear like like little sounds, and I knew, like, I know that's not birds because you know it's nighttime. So I'm like, I know some fucking bats around here, but I can't see them. But I'm just gonna like, you know, race to get in the house. And so they were coming from the attic, and because it's like a little window, I guess it was open, so they were
Yeah.
flying, and you could hear them like gee, gee, gee. So finally, they cleaned it out. But now, last night when I came from dance, when I go to dance, I usually get out real late, and I was like 12, and I saw the bats just flying. They fly so fast.
Because they ain't got nowhere to go
They
now.
got nowhere to go no more. So they're
No.
just like flying all over the place. And I'm over there freaking out. I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna sleep in my car tonight. Like I'm very prepared to sleep in my car because I'm not really about to get out this car with these bats flying around, right?
Oh
So then I'm calling D'Angelo, like, you know, like open his door so I can just
my right,
race on
be
in.
ready,
He ready to work. He wasn't picking up the phone. I was getting all upset. I'm like, if you don't answer the dang on door. And I was like, yeah, so
oh
finally we got it.
no,
He opened the door and I was able to get in, but the bass was just like flying all around the place. It was like,
no.
I was like, you know what? I was thinking about moving up north, but then I was like, you know, rats.
But not even everywhere. I mean, I think you get, if you're in Georgia, I mean, there's field mice, chipmunks, squirrels.
Wool squirrels, yeah, chipmunks. I don't even know. I haven't seen a chipmunk.
I
There's
saw
foxes
chipmunks
out
all the
here.
time. Yeah.
There's like, I don't know, but there's a lot of bats out here.
Yeah.
The bat population is getting higher out here.
Yeah, I heard there's a reason for that, and they're a protected species, especially with some bridges with preservation work. You can't touch bridges because bats inhabit a lot of bridges.
Oh, really?
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot with the ecology that goes on with that.
I just know they carry diseases.
Yeah. And they're
So
creepy. There actually there's a
creepy.
TikTok. I'm gonna have to send it to you. In Australia, there's a storm and there's like this. It's called a flying fox, but it's like a giant bat in Australia, and it's tapping on the window to try and come inside, and
Oh,
it's
hell
during a
no.
storm, and it has these fangs. It looks like a fox face, but it has
Ew.
wings. It is massive, and it's just like, you know what? I don't ever have to go to Australia. All the wildlife Australia has, I don't never, ever, ever have to go.
Is there anywhere I can live where there's no creatures?
Antarctica?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a fun place to live. Like,
Maybe like Iceland and Greenland?
maybe. I heard good things about Iceland, even though it's still cold. I did hear some
Yeah,
good things
I
about
like
it.
that. Yeah, I like it's a land of fire and ice. I like that. That's cool. The volcanoes, ice and all that stuff.
I might consider it. I mean, my mom
I
was
might
talking
too.
about this in Bahamas, a shark came and attacked a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
I was like, because they keep messing with the ocean, so they're coming, you know, the creatures are
Yeah.
coming closer and closer to the land.
Yeah.
Just like,
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I just,
that's like
yeah. And then
crazy.
there's this in New Zealand. His name is Neil. he's Neil the Seal, and he's like terrorizing this town in New Zealand. Not really terrorizing, but he's just being a a-hole.
Oh, one of
Like,
those.
if he, I mean, he's this massive seal, and he'll like lay out behind cars in a parking lot. And what you gonna do? Roll over a seal? No. And you're gonna tell him to move, and he just barks. Arr. He's not moving.
Well, seals
So
are
people
harmless.
literally have to call in and
Yeah.
say, well, they can't charge at you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so people be like, yeah, no, Neil's behind my car. I can't come in today.
Yeah,
So,
so
yeah.
it's safe to say I live in a bat cave.
Oof. Okay. Hey, maybe D'Angelo's Batman.
He wish. You're like, he absolutely wish he was.
Be dope. That'd be dope. Okay.
I can't.
That was that. That was short. I feel like usually we have a longer WTF stories.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, sometimes. I mean, nothing really happened this week. That was like my highlight of the week because, like, literally every day I try to get in before dark before the bats come flying.
Yeah, no, I would too. I would too. I would too.
I can't do
What you
it
grunting for?
because I've been working out. So it's like, do you work out, Cindy, or you stay in because of the bat? So
Mean, why don't you work out at home?
I'm not that like, so I can't do that. It doesn't work for me. Like, I know some people
Me
love that.
neither.
I hate working by out by myself and at home. I don't like, even if I go to the gym, I have to do classes because I don't like working out like by myself. I just don't feel like I'm effective on my own body.
Same, same.
Yeah. That's just personal preference.
Was it?
Well, I guess we can pivot.
Pivot to am I the asshole?
WTF current events.
Is it current events? Sorry. Yeah, there I wrote CE and I'm like, oh, I can't even read my handwriting.
Current events, Kristen,
I got
current
the script. Yes. Oh, my first thing is Nikki Haley.
Oh God, what did Nikki Haley done to you?
Well, because she's saying how America isn't a racist country, but her whole political platform has been talking about racism she's endured as a brown
As
woman
a brown
and talk
woman.
about the racism her parents faced. I'm like, bitch, pick a lane. Just pick a side. Like, what you gonna stand on?
She's
Stand on
all
business.
over the
Do
place.
something.
I mean, it's safe to say that she's not gonna be picked for the nominee. Do you
Don't
see what
say
happened
that.
to Iowa?
I don't know.
And now I will say Nikki
Well,
Haley
she's
talks.
like a couple of points behind Trump because his ass is still in the lead.
Yeah, he's still in the lead. Like, can we discuss how a president can perform and cultivate an insurrection and still be nomination for president?
Here's the thing. People, because Colorado said he's not going to be on the ballot because he's under federal investigation and whatnot, and he's ineligible to be on the ballot.
Yeah, I don't know.
So people are saying it's unconstitutional for Colorado to do that. But
That's what they say.
I'm like, but I thought y'all were for states' rights, you know? That remember how like all of this came like states' rights, states have their own to make this decision. So the state made its choice, but now that's
That's
unconstitutional.
unconstitutional.
But okay.
We're not going to call Donald Trump unconstitutional. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. It's like, what are we doing out here? Like, you know what I'm saying,
Be a miserable.
like we're literally what we do. Are we forgetting what happened 4 years ago? Like, is
I
it,
think
you
they
know?
are. I
It's
think they
like,
are.
I get people are having problems with Biden because of what he did with the Gaza.
Yo.
And that really didn't help
Also,
him.
oh, well, this is going to be released after. There's this journalist, Bisan, who's in Gaza, and she's been reporting and asking for a global wide strike for on the 21st Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, don't go shopping. She's like, I know America did a strike and that worked really well. but she's like just a global wide stripe on January 21st. So this is I'm like trying to repost to all my social media, which I haven't been great on using, so I don't have that much of a platform. But yeah, no, I'm like just I'm not gonna do anything on Sunday. Not gonna buy anything.
So we can't buy anything, but can we peruse? Can we window shop? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll do that. I just like to go outside and walk. I had a current event, getting more on the entertainment side. I'm not sure if you were a fan of Issa Rae's HBO Max Rap Shit, but it got canceled after two seasons. Yeah, so I was a fan of that show. HBO just announced that they will not be renewing Rap Shit, which created by Issa Rae. It was such a good show. I was disappointed to see that.
I'm mad because like there's 2 years, I haven't watched a new show in 2 years. So I was just like, I'm ready. I'm about to watch shows now. Like when they premiere and everything, I'm gonna be in it. So, but now, I mean, the writer's strike is finally off and getting stuff. Abbott Elementary is coming back. Abbott,
Yeah,
Quinta
third season.
done did
Quinta.
things. She won. So I'm like, shout out to Quinta for winning
Yeah,
these
shout out to
awards.
Quinta for that. That was good. I guess Emmys did a thing this year a little bit. They did.
I didn't watch much of it. I saw a
Neither.
clip how they kind of did like the cast of Martin was there
Oh yeah,
and
I
they
saw that.
redid the whole
Yeah.
set. So
That was
it's
pretty
just like
cool.
it's insane how like that show ain't win nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many shows won something but aren't even on reruns?
No, I don't know shows in that one. Like, what was another significant black show? There was a time when we had so many.
I know. Family Matters.
Yeah, Family Matters, Good Times.
I mean, we all know what happened with Living Single.
Yeah, Living Single. Oh yeah, Friends. All of them, yeah. So I'm not sure. Well, I'm glad Quinta is winning and making
I
history.
know.
So that's good, Quinta. And I think it's because she was the second black woman to win, best comedy actress in a show, I think. Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, shout out to Quinta. She's like our age. She's like 34. Yes.
This isn't really a current event. It's just I don't get the drama that he creates, but Blueface.
Oh God.
I mean, just why? Why is Blueface? That's
Oh
all.
God.
I'm gonna leave it
Like,
at that.
I'm like so tired of seeing like the shade. I had to unfollow the shade room because they for a moment they just kept posting about Blueface and Krishan and their update. I'm like, is it the freaking Blueface reality show? Like,
And why did he get so big? Like, what?
he's big now? Well, he's in jail. I thought he was in jail.
He is, but like, social media is obsessed with him.
Oh, like, oh, big like that. I thought you meant like, I thought he was in the jail cell, like,
Oh,
Blueface. No, yeah, social media is obsessed with him. It's like, and his music is trash. Like, the only song I know is Bust Down Tatiana.
That's all.
I don't know. I just,
He ain't got bars.
everybody keeps saying, like,
I
oh,
like Krishan, that one song she did.
I don't even know
The
if she
only
knows
song I
that.
know. Yeah, I was like, okay, I like her stuff better than his.
I don't
What
even know
she
her
did, that
songs.
was, I can't even remember the name of it.
But you know what? There was a time, like I said, the shade room was like posting them, and everybody in the comments would be like, why y'all keep posting? But for some reason, they always get like the most comments. So I'm like, apparently y'all keep engaging. So that's why
But it's
they becoming
toxic as
so.
hell.
Because we
So
love
toxic.
toxic culture, we're addicted to it,
We are. We
especially
are.
black people.
And it's just.
Somebody made a good point. They were like, how can we have 40 seasons of Love and Hip Hop and then get canceled for Rap Shit and Winning Time on HBO? Like, I was like, because y'all love that reality
I
shit.
haven't even been up on Love and Hip Hop. in a
Me
lot.
either. I lost interest. Like, after a while, it's like scripted. It's like, what are we
It's the same,
watching?
yeah. It's like the same thing. Y'all had the same beef. I'm like,
Like, come on, man.
okay.
I like
I
too
need
much
some.
reality. I For me, it's like sometimes I like watching reality, like Love is Blind, because reality is a good,
Oh
like,
yeah,
just
that's fun.
mindless
That's fun.
stuff.
Yeah.
But
No.
like, even that, like, if I indulge too much in any type of reality, it's just I just become like, oh man, what a it just becomes so melodramatic after a while, and it's
Yeah.
like, you told her this, and I no, I'd be like, good
Yeah.
God.
I'm like, I'll just watch a soap opera.
Yes. Yeah,
Sure.
exactly.
And they at least have like some insane, crazy plot lines. Like, you
Right.
stole his brain. Stuff like that. So it's just like, God.
It's just like, how many times you could sleep with somebody's man and you get mad, man? Like,
That's so.
like, come on. Like,
That's
find a new
so.
storyline. On the
Yeah.
second, wait, I'm gonna keep going. Yeah, you go.
Oh, there was just one more current event I had. It's not really a current event, but it's going all through social media, especially TikTok. Did you see the woman who was making the sea land stew or hear about it?
No, I didn't see that. That's on
She
TikTok.
made, yes,
Oh.
don't look it up. It's going to disgust you.
Ooh. Wait, what'd she make?
Sea land stew. She had seafood, and the other meat in it was mice.
Oh, God, where's she living? In New York?
No, it is somewhere in the country, and it's mice that she caught herself because she poisoned them, and she put the poison mice in the food, and she was eating it, and she was scratching, she was all breaking out. She's like, "Yeah, I'm having some kind of reaction because you're eating poison, because you're eating the poison food." That the poison nasty ass mice that you caught because you poisoned them in your house, and you're like, I'm gonna eat this. No, if you want to be like some kind of gamekeeper, go a hunting, like get it. Like, don't poison it
Who? What? I can't even. Like,
you
what made her think that she should get on social media and do that? Like,
and just proud about it. And she was scratching. She was all broken out. I made sea land stew, y'all. Like, no. And what is that? No.
I didn't see
No.
that. I'm gonna have to look that up. I was just like trying to look it up. But I'll have to look that up.
Didn't know Jason Kidd was the coach for the Mavericks.
Oh, I didn't. Jason, yeah, he is. He is. Yeah.
I know. I have been so out the loop with sports. I don't know how long this has happened.
I didn't know he
So
was
I
still. Yeah. Yeah, he is.
was just like, really? Jason Kidd. There was a time where Jason Kidd, he was like the pun in every rap lyric. And it's just like, dang, kid.
Yeah, kid out there coaching, man.
I
Yeah, he coached it. I didn't know he was still doing it because in basketball they keep, they change so much frequently. So, but yeah,
Yeah,
he's still
it's
he's been the head coach since 2021.
being a head coach is, the Falcons make it. Did we turn into a sports podcast?
Yeah, right. I don't know how that. I just really had to say what that commenter said because I thought that was rude but funny at the same time.
Oh God.
Like,
But it just made me think of like the Falcons probably gonna be getting another coach, a new coach. We are getting a new coach.
I hope he's black.
Well, everybody's interviewing. Belichick interviewed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who?
Bill Belichick from the
Who's that?
Patriots. Patriots coach.
Let me see. Hold on. Bill
Bill
Belichick. Look,
Belichick.
I don't know football as much as I know basketball. Oh, him?
Yes.
He's a manager. He's the general manager of the Patriots. He's too old. He's like 71.
He is old. Is he though?
That's what it says. I mean, I guess. I mean,
Dang.
is that what they want? I guess what is he gonna he's gonna guarantee some championships, some Super Bowl.
I don't know. Whatever he did with the Patriots, people would say cheat, but let's not forget,
Yeah,
I
he
am a
did not cheat.
Patriots fan. I am
Yeah,
a
you
Falcons
are.
fan also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, If he comes to the Falcons, I think Atlanta will cause a riot. If the
Yeah.
former coach of the Patriots comes here,
I think
they're
so
gonna lose
too.
their shit.
They're gonna lose their shit. I would lose my shit. And I didn't even know who he was. You know who I really wanted to come here? Russell Wilson.
I love it when Russell Wilson came
But he's
here.
now, everybody's saying like he's too old. I'm like, man, just come over to
No.
Atlanta and so that
That
Ludacris
will boost
team.
morale. It'll be
Yeah.
great.
It
Sierra will come
does.
back
She would do
and
Super
we
Bowl.
want
Like, come
to
on.
step in. It'll be
Yeah.
great.
And we all want to
It'll be
stepping on
great.
the Atlanta Falcons. You know what I'm saying? The Mercedes-Benz. Yeah.
Probably bring back the Dirty Bird dance, add a 1-2 step
Right.
to it.
Come on,
Yeah.
man. Like, you need to come
Come
over here,
on.
man. Stop playing. Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
Like, if you hear us,
talk to Russell.
come to Atlanta. I know people be saying that, man.
I know, Sierra, you want your, because Future, I think he was born in Georgia. You want at least one more child born in Grady,
And
another Grady baby. Go ahead.
Grady baby.
Come
I
on,
don't I
Sierra.
guess we did turn
Come
into a
on,
sports
Future.
podcast for a little while.
I know, right?
Right, well, I think that's all the current events I got. Okay, well.
That's all.
Okay, I guess we'll pivot.
Pivot.
To Am I the Asshole story.
There you
Kristen, go ahead and take it.
go. Okay. So I have this one. I didn't read through it now. So, am I the asshole making my wife get a job? So, me,
Oh.
28 male, and my wife, 27 female, have been together for 7 years now. I've worked full time the whole relationship, and she has been a stay-at-home mom. We got married the summer of 2023. In November, I was laid off. I got another job within a week. But took 3 weeks before I actually started work. I didn't get paid until 2 weeks after, so we went 5 weeks without getting any money coming in. And all the bills were coming out. We didn't have any savings, but she carried on spending like normal and using the credit cards. Now they are pretty much maxed out. So I have told her that she needs to get a job because I can't pay for everything by myself anymore.
Oh.
Because this job doesn't pay as good, and now we have to live paycheck to paycheck. And we have to pay all the money back that she used on the credit cards. We have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and she is saying she can't work because she needs to be home for the kids. But the 6-year-old is at school Monday to Friday, and then 2-year-old goes to nursery 2 days a week. So I said to my wife that I need her to get a part-time job so she can help pay the bills, even if she's only brings home enough for the nursery fees to help pay the cards off or something. And there's an edit. I work in the evening, so I'm home in the day and I take the kids to school most of the time and do most of the pickups. I'm also the one who does the washing
Ooh.
and the washing up for the kids almost every day. I also
Wow.
didn't demand her to get a job and did sit her down and told her I can't keep doing it all by myself anymore because the price of everything has gone up so much. And she doesn't seem to realize how much it all costs and how close we are to not being able to pay for anything.
So this is a hard one. I think this is, and I just say this because, you know, this is by personal preference and relationship based case by case. So being in a relationship, I know for me, if I don't know if they said up front, like he was like, oh, it's okay for you not to work. You can take care of the kids. And now you're
Right.
demanding for a job that might be, I don't know, kind of messed up on his behalf, like from seeing
Yeah.
her point of view. And if she was clear at the beginning, like said, I don't want to work, babe. I just want to
Yeah.
be a stay-at-home mom. Then that's also on you because you knew who you married.
Right. I can't see how that fear of that financial insecurity, like having that lack of financial security doesn't want you push someone to get a job. Because it's just like you need
True.
that stability
Yeah.
and take care of your family and know like you have like your bills, you won't get evicted from your home or anything, pay everything. So I don't see how you can't not
To get a
wanna.
job. I don't think he's an
Yeah.
asshole, but then there's gotta be a we need more information. Just because she can get a remote job. I mean,
I
I can't
don't
even
know.
be a stay-at-home mom though, personally.
I mean, who can in this day and age?
Yeah. I don't know. I just get bored, so I would have to do something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I never tried it. I'm not a, I don't have kids yet, so I wouldn't, I
That's
can't never
true.
say never.
I
Yeah.
don't know. In this day and age, I guess being a stay-at-home parent has to be tough because there are stay-at-home dads too.
Yeah, there are.
And I listened to the radio going to work, and one of the people who's on the radio, her husband's a stay-at-home dad. And she's just like, yeah, he has a whole system. She's like, if I mess up, if I put the bottles in the wrong place, he's like, girl, what you doing? He's like, these bottles go here, and these are the other bottles that you use. Like, he's got a system. So,
Don't mess up the
nah,
system now.
man.
Shout
So
out to
I'm
the stay at
like,
home dads.
right? I'm like, especially if you got things on. I know whenever I do get a partner, I need someone who is able to put things in a streamline and because to help check me or put up with my craziness for wanting things done a certain way.
I mean, yeah, you gotta find somebody. Like, it sound like, and I'm back going back to that story, it sound like he was like doing a lot of things too, not only working, like he was taking the
Yeah, because
kids.
he's yeah. So he
So
because he's home in the day, he works evenings. He picks them up from school, drops them off, does the washing and washes them up. I think he's like in
oh.
the UK because he says mum.
Oh, mom, okay.
And yeah, and he's like it does the washing and the washing up. So I guess cleaning them, bath time for kids, that's a whole ordeal.
It is a whole ordeal. I get
Huge.
baptized to my little niece and nephew, and
Yeah.
I'd be like, "Good
That is an ordeal, man.
I mean, kudos to him for being a doer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think he's an asshole, Kristen?
I don't think so. I don't
I don't
think
think
so.
so
As long
either.
as he said he's making her get a job and not demanding her get a job.
Yeah.
I guess it's more so like he said, they sat down. Like you have to sit down and talk to like your partner and be like, look,
Yeah.
I need help. That's all. Please help me.
Finan well, we got to be very specific. Financial help.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, how who, that takes a special person to say, nah, you're good.
Yeah, I that's what I'm saying. I don't
Would
know
say
how the
no to that?
relation. Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't know if she would like. Then like I don't know. It's just, people get stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she was working when they met. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know her history with work. Like, has
Right.
she ever worked? Like,
Yeah.
because she
That's
might be
I
like,
wonder.
she might look at
Yeah.
him like, what?
Yeah. I know a person who this is a really crazy story, and I'm surprised this even happens in this day and age. She went to college and everything, met her now husband, and graduated college. They both graduated college, and they got married kind of right after college, and then she got pregnant right away and is a stay-at-home mom, and then got pregnant again. And so she was just like, it was pretty obvious she wasn't planning on working.
Working, yeah.
And so the husband's mom was just like, seriously? She's not gonna work at all? At all? So they were surprised, and so like, and it's a whole situation,
A
and
whole
where
ordeal.
her family's from, it sounds like they're like old Southern money, and they're just like, oh no, she doesn't have to work.
That's what
That
I'm
situation,
saying. That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Like, it's a culture thing. Like, y'all don't know. That's why I need more context. Because if it's like that and she never worked, I wouldn't say he's an asshole, but it's like, you look like the asshole because this is who you
Yeah.
married. Like,
Yeah, you should know who you married.
yeah, you should know who you married. So, that was a good one.
Yep, okay.
Well, I guess we'll pivot.
Pivot.
Oh, here we go. Get ready for the whisper. Get ready for the tail.
Oh,
And
Lord.
ultimately, get ready for the frights.
Alphabetical order.
Okay.
We're in California. California.
Knows
So
how to party. Okay, sorry.
I don't know if I did this story before, but this is a whole new era and
Okay.
whatnot. So this is about Nicole Fitz and Ariana Fitz. So
Wait, but
Nicole.
wait, hold on. Before you go, I'm sorry to cut you off. Is this a true crime? Is this
Yeah.
paranormal?
No, true crime. I need to do a paranormal one.
Maybe I do too, but I just wanted to
I
give the
need to.
audience some context. So what?
No, this is a depressing story.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, my next story next week, it can be true crime. It's gonna be true crime also because I already got the story. It's a good one.
Okay.
But yeah, so Nicole went by Nikki. She was a middle child of three sisters and raised by a single mother. Nikki had been described as shy and naive, but very kind, compassionate, driven young woman. As a teenager, she volunteered at the Culver Salsen Recreation Center in California. And at the age of 15, she even received an award for her volunteer work. So she was just a very kind person. Very kind. So
Yeah.
in 2012, Nikki and her sister Tess and Tess's girlfriend moved into an apartment together in Pacifica, California. In this time period, Nikki got pregnant with her daughter Cindy. The three, they it was a hard time affording the apartment, and so Tess and Tess's girlfriend moved out. And so Nikki was then pregnant with her second child, Ariana. And so Nikki and Ariana went to a homeless shelter and they were there. And Nikki sent her oldest daughter, Cindy, to live with her father. And so that's
I wonder
where the
why she
situation.
separated them.
I think it was just easier to like have Cindy in like a stable home or what she thought would be a stable home
She was older.
with the father. And yeah, she was three at that time, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and in a homeless shelter, it's easier to just keep track of one child,
Yeah.
let alone in a crazy situation. So, during in the shelter, Nikki began a friendship with Lemasani Briggs. I'll just call her Briggs. A self-proclaimed street pastor who volunteered at the shelter, kind of helped the women out and everything. And so Briggs invited Nikki to move in with her, and Nikki did. Nikki initially paid Briggs rent and also paid her to watch Ariana. Tess, Nikki's sister, claims that Briggs kind of took advantage of Nikki, was overcharging her, and it was kind of a toxic situation. It grew, it started off nice, but it slowly became more problematic. To the point where Briggs didn't even give Nikki a key to the apartment. Like, she had to knock on the door to come in. Like, how are you going to pay rent to live someplace but not even have a key? Can't even come and go as you please.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
absurd.
Yeah. So it, and again, the relationship quickly became abusive and really toxic. So,
Abusive. They were two
yeah,
women
like,
fighting.
yeah, she was like talking, being really nasty to Nikki,
Uh-oh.
demeaning, calling her stupid, like taking advantage, locking her out. There were sometimes,
Ooh.
and like Briggs would keep babysitting Ariana, but she would lock Nikki out, and Nikki would have to like sleep someplace else for the night.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, it was really crazy. So, November 2015, Nikki's sister said, "All right, come live with us in Santa Cruz. Like, it's far away, but it's not working. This is not good for you." So that's fine. And so Nikki kept her job in San Francisco. She worked at Best Buy there. However, it was a two-hour commute because she took public transit. It was like over 70 miles from, so she moved with her sister in Santa Cruz and was working in San Francisco. So that's a lot of back and forth. And so it was really exhausting. I mean, Nikki was working hard. She had that commute, was working long hours, overtime and night shifts at Best Buy. And also at this time in 2015, she was going to to court for child protective services because trying to get her daughter out of CPS because her father, something went down with that,
oh,
and
she
was taken away from the home and was in CPS.
Oh my God.
So top of that, she was going to LA for court appointments.
Jeez. And so how far is that distance? How long is that?
You know, I'm not sure.
Was that Santa Cruz to LA?
Yeah. And San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco is far.
Yeah.
Especially from LA.
That's a 5-hour drive.
Ooh.
Santa Cruz to LA. That's insane. So yeah. Let me see. Where was I? So they move. Nicole goes in to move with her and her daughter Ariana go in to move with her sister Tess. Mm-hmm. And all this whole time, Briggs is texting Ariana stuff like, bring back my baby. All this, it's just like, that ain't your child, girl.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, she was crazy.
We
established that.
Yeah. So, Ariana, Nicole then finds a new babysitter. Mm-hmm. Cilo, it's like spelled with an S or a C, depending on whatever resource. And Helena Martin, they are the nieces of Briggs.
Oh,
and
God.
They live in Oakland.
Small
I know.
World.
I know.
Maybe, you know, so, what? Would a Brig like set her up? Like, would she like put out an ad and was like, hey, go? Okay, cool.
Well, no, she knew them. She knew she was friends with them.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's just like, I don't know.
Suspect.
So yeah. So they were, they were in Oakland, and so she had to cross the bridge from San Francisco to Oakland and just get the arrangement. And sometimes Ariana would have to spend the night, and just because it just was too hard for her to get her. Mm-hmm. So a coworker who lived near the Best Buy store said, like, hey, you know what? You and your daughter can live with me. I have another room. Like, it's fine. You can come live with me.
Living with too many people here.
I know. But she's just like, okay, great, I'll do that. So that's what she was doing. She was gonna go get Ariana, but the babysitter said, no, you can't get her. She's just like, what do you mean? She's like, why can't I get my own child? Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
So Nicole allowed her to stay with the women a little bit longer. Their sister. I know. And at this point, Ariana's sister, Nicole's sister, Tess, said, like, nobody had seen Ariana since February.
What?
And this is March.
Oh, no.
I know. And, So Nicole really lost her mind after she saw a post of the women took Ariana to Disneyland, which is 6 hours from south of San Francisco. And so she took her to Disneyland without her permission. She had no idea they were going. And so I think, first off, one, how are you going to go 6 hours away with my child? Two, how are you going to take my child to Disneyland without me, like, for her first time? That's messed up. So this was on April 3rd. Nicole said, okay, I'm coming to get my daughter. I don't care. And so they said she would get her on the 3rd of April. So here comes April 1st. Nicole withdraws $600 from an ATM near the Best Buy she worked at. Mm-hmm. And she's going to meet Helena at a nearby restaurant. Some reports say that her new roommate said she was going to go get Ariana and talk to the babysitter, and that she was really upset and everything. So around 9 p.m. she left the new apartment. Timeline gets a little crazy. Not sure if she really left the apartment or she left from Best Buy in San Francisco, but around 12:45 a.m. on April 2nd, her roommate gets a text from Nicole's phone saying that she was going to Fresno with someone named Sam.
Who the heck is that? Who's Sam?
Exactly.
Who are
Who
these
is
random
Sam?
people?
Nobody knows Sam. There is no Sam in Nicole's life. There is no Sam that was in her friends group, no Sam she worked with, no Sam in her family, no Sam at all. And the roommate didn't know how Nicole was going to get to Fresno because she doesn't have a car.
Car. I didn't think so.
So, yeah. And let's see. So, at 1:15 a.m. on April 2nd, someone uses Nicole's Facebook account and posts, "Spending time with my 3-year-old, need this break." Which was weird because one, they spelled break B-R-A-K-E. Nicole was a stickler for spelling and grammar, and they spelled it incorrectly. And also, Ariana was 2, not 3.
Here we
So
go.
I think you know how old your child
Red
is.
flags, red flags.
So Nicole didn't show up for work for the next 2 days. Friends and coworkers became a bit worried. Nicole's family reported her missing on April 5th and continued, but were unable to reach her. They also reported Ariana missing at that time. On April 8th, a gardener at John McLaren Park discovered Nicole's body in a fetal position in a shallow grave behind a clump of ivy-covered bushes. And covering her body was a piece of plywood that had a silver symbol spray painted on it. Now, there's a lot of speculation about this symbol, like if it was purposeful. However, the thing about the plank was that it wasn't from, there was no construction or anything going on near there. So it looks like it came from wherever Nicole was killed. Because it is ruled as a homicide. However, there has been no, what's the word? No type of, like, how she died. I lost my place,
So
but
they
yeah.
both died.
Well,
Uh-oh.
they found Nicole's body.
Okay.
Nobody's seen Ariana.
Wait, how long ago was this?
This was in,
2015?
yes,
Oh man.
2016 now.
2016. Okay.
Yes.
So now Ariana would
So,
be, she would
eight.
be eight.
Yeah. Yeah,
No,
so
that's 8 plus 3, 11. Right? 2. 8 plus 2, 10.
okay.
Well, she'll be 10 this year. Oh man, that's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, so after finding her body, they, there's authorities start investigating and interviewing people. So the babysitters, they were helpful until they were looked at potential suspects. That's when they started shutting down and not being cooperative with the authorities. They even authorities noted their stories were inconsistent with each other and they kept changing. Sources always refer to Briggs as a person of interest. So nobody has been named as a suspect, but only a person of interest, which I'm like, that's
Are they
crazy.
even looking?
That's crazy. And I'm like, how is it these people were last known to
Yeah.
have Ariana in their custody, but they're not suspects?
Yeah, that's a little red flaggy.
That's crazy. And one detail to note, one of the women, Helena Martin, spent 6 years in prison for killing the child, the father of her child when she was 18.
Whoa. Oh, she about that life. Whoa.
Family offered a 10,000 reward for information about Ariana's whereabouts. Best Buy also or offered a 10,000 reward.
Well, it's
On
nice of
Friday,
Best Buy.
March 28, 2020, San Francisco Police Department offered a $100,000 reward for information
Oh.
regarding the person on Nicole's murder and Ariana's disappearance. So at this time, Ariana has been missing for 7 years, 9 months, and 9 days. 10 days, probably, because I looked that up yesterday. And also, Briggs died December 5th, 2021, due to COVID.
Yeah. So nobody, what did, so did they ask Briggs? What did they say? What did she say?
No, there's nothing. She didn't give any concrete details on
That's crazy.
anything.
Did anybody
Yeah.
ask who posted the picture on Facebook?
You mean like the Disneyland thing?
Yeah, like where'd that come from?
Yeah, it was on their account. Like they posted, they went with her. The sisters took Ariana to Disneyland.
Okay. Well,
And so, but yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's the story of the murder of Nicole Fitz and missing case of Ariana Fitz.
I like that. That was a good one. It's crazy how we always, like, every week have, like, kind of the same type of stories, like,
Oh
same
God.
genre. It's so crazy. Because mine is also a murder, it's a cold case. Murder mystery, and it took place in Georgia. So here we go. In a nation where the threads of hope can fray under the weight of statistics, the story of Shy Kem Mia. Shy Kem Mia. I hope I said that right. It's Shy. Apostrophe K E M M I A Shikemia Pate. Shikemia
Pate.
Pate. Yeah, Pate. And so they call her Shay Shay for short. She was an 8-year-old girl from Undula, Georgia. You heard of Undula, Georgia? Oh, yeah, it's Undula, Georgia. Yeah, I never heard of that.
That must be sad.
Yeah, she was from Undula, Georgia, and she was found missing. In September 1998. Just to give some context about the whole missing case. Last year, so this article I was reading 2023, so they were coming based off of 2022. So 2022, more than 546,000 people reported missing in the US, according to the research from the National Crime Information Center. And while Black people is known to make up 13% of the U.S. population, nearly 40% of all the missing cases persons are people of color, according to the data by the Black and Missing Foundation. So just imagine 40% of that 546,000 are people of color. So Shikimia, like I said,
Let's
was
not
just.
forget the missing murdered Indigenous women
Oh, yeah.
that happened in the Plains End, which is it's so disgusting because I mean guys prowl like reservations and find and it's hunting grounds for them
It
and
really
they know
is.
they move with stuff.
Shikimia Shay Shay, or Shakimia, I'm sorry, Shakimia Pate Shy Shy was just 8 years old when she vanished from her family's porch in Unadilla, Georgia. Unadilla, Georgia.
What?
Yeah, on the porch. So this is so Undula, Georgia. And I probably saw it because I used to go to school in Savannah. It's 45 miles
Yeah.
roughly outside of Macon. So
Okay.
I feel like it's on that Highway 16, and I just didn't really notice. So on September 4th, 1998, is when she went missing. It's been nearly over 2 decades since then. And her family has yet to hear anything that has happened to her. Her mom, Veronica Pate, believes that her daughter is still alive all these years later, hoping that police or someone knows where she was located. So just a little bit of what happened on September 4th of 1998. Shy Shy, she was outside on the porch playing outside near her family's residence, which is on Crumpler Avenue near the Roxy Club. So approximately about 7 p.m., her family was planning to go to a high school football game that evening. So she had an older sister, and her older sister decided to like get some gas, and then when she came back, she was going to get shy and go. So she went to
Left
get
her home
gas, left her alone on the porch, I guess.
alone.
So, and then when she returned from the gas station, she realized that Sha Sha was missing. So they assumed that she had caught a ride with somebody else to the game, which is kind of strange because she's 8 years old.
Yeah.
But it was like, so they didn't think anything of it. They were just like, okay, well, she's probably at the game. And so later on that night, her mom noticed that she still haven't, she wasn't home. Nobody knew where she was at, so she summoned the authorities. But unfortunately, police cannot act on missing persons unless it's 24 hours. So
That
she
is not true anymore.
really?
Yeah, no,
Women
if
that
someone
when?
says that,
Shoot, I didn't
that
know
was
that.
kind of an unknown little trick and tidbit. Now, if anyone goes missing, you don't have to wait 24 hours. You can put in a missing persons report. And 9 times out of 10, if a police is saying that, they don't want to do the paperwork right then. And yeah,
Yeah.
you can rule someone as missing. Now, if you are not next of kin or something, you may not be able to do it, but yeah.
I didn't know that. That's and I was reading when I was reading this, I was like, man, they gotta get rid of that rule.
Especially for a child. That's bullshit for a child. No.
So I'm not sure when that, updated or when
Yeah.
that changed, but this was back in 1998, and I think maybe that was still a thing back then.
That, yeah, no, I'm sure that was, but for someone to tell like a person like, oh, your child's missing, no, it's got to be a whole
Yeah, go
day.
24 hours. Yeah, like that's
Sorry.
blasphemy. So yeah, they told her 24 hours before they can begin an investigation. So she has never been seen again. So just a little bit back on Shy Shy's medical history during this time at 8 years old. So she suffered from multiple medical conditions, including severe asthma, was one that required at-home breathing techniques and treatments. One of her kidneys was underdeveloped from birth as well, so she also had a weak bladder. A week prior to her disappearance, she had an asthma attack and had to be hospitalized during this time in 1998. And then also because of her bladder problem, Shy Shy had to wear pull-ups, which were designed to potty train and all that. Otherwise she would have to go to the toilet like every, 10 to 15 minutes because her bladder was weak. She was often fatigued as well, and she had to wear a leg brace due to displaced kneecaps,
Oh
all
my
at 8 years
God.
old. All at
Oh
eight.
my God.
Yeah, this is terrible. Authorities believe that Shy Shy Shikimia would have needed regular medical treatment to survive into adulthood. So, now police, there's, with all that medical conditions, they're saying, the likelihood of her, transforming into adulthood alive and well is, slim to none. So authorities had received numerous tips regarding Shy Shy's disappearance, but had no solid evidence was located. Neighbors in the area gave their consent for investigators to search their homes. The police searched every residence inside and out, in a 5 to 6 block radius from their house, and there was like no evidence found.
That's insane.
Insane. And then the neighborhood where she lived was known to have high crime and a lot of drug use and gambling, but the case remained unsolved. Let's see. So they continued to keep following up on dozens of leads, but unfortunately nothing came about, and it's been 25 years now. So recently, last year, due to AI, so it's been 24 tw 25 years. So yeah, she would be our age, or be 20 turning 34 this year. And thanks to AI, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children released a new age progressive photo of what she would look like as an adult, hoping that somebody would recognize her. So there's an AI photo out there that transform her from 8-year-old to adult. And so they're using that to find, see if anybody's seen her as an adult now, since she would be 34. Let's see. Our age. Okay, so they said their age progressive image, their AI image has played a pivotal role in reuniting missing children with their families, said Angeline. She's the director of communications for National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Veronica says that regardless of what the outcome is, she hopes that she is able to reunite with her daughter. And if so, yeah. So if anybody has any information, investigation, it goes on to say call the GBI or the anonymous tip line. So yeah, that's the
That's insane.
missing case of Shakimia Pate.
That's crazy.
Still
Like,
unsolved.
where the heck would she go? Like, how, where would, that's crazy.
I don't even know, like
And like, just,
the fact that they searched people's homes and didn't see anything. I don't know. Nobody saw anything.
no.
I don't know where she would go.
Gosh.
It almost seems like she did probably. I don't know what's her history like playing outside, if she went places, but it could seem like she got lost.
And with the leg brace too,
Yeah, with the
I
leg
feel
brace, so
like,
she couldn't go that far, right?
yeah,
Somebody really had to snatch her.
had to have.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's. I read that story and I was like, wow, I didn't know. Yeah, I hope that they're able to find her.
I know.
Both of the cases, because yours is like
I know.
ongoing
Gosh,
for.
how do we always do this?
I don't know. Like, I was like.
Jeez.
But I just thought that was interesting because they had developed, new technology to enhance her photo to
Yeah, there
show what
was
she looked
a
like.
age progress for Ariana too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. That's
That's pretty
crazy.
cool. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's my story. I guess both of those would be, right? Whispers?
Yeah. Why are you crying?
I should,
No.
you know what? I was thinking maybe I should tell a tale story next week. I have some tales, especially in the
Yeah.
Caribbean.
Oh yeah. Oh, we need
Yeah.
a palate cleanser.
Yeah, I was about to say, you have a palate cleanser?
I have learned I have commitment issues with my hair. Like, I have these braids in
You about to have a
and
whole therapy session.
no, these braids. I mean, they look fine. They look fine, but it's just
Yeah,
like
I like them.
I don't know if I could do this anymore.
I'm the same way. But I saw this quote on Instagram. It says, girl, if you want to wear braids, locks, cornrows, or your natural hair, your hair straight, then do you, boo-boo? I was like, yeah. Because, as Black women, we have tend to have very versatile hair.
Yeah.
And it should be
I will
celebrated.
say it is great, like just waking up and
Yeah.
doing everything but my hair.
Same. That's why I like braids, because
I'm like,
I get to just wake up.
yeah, and they're keeping up fine.
Yeah, I thought they were looking pretty decent. They were looking pretty good.
Thanks.
So
Well,
keep them in. It's
we'll
only been
see.
like what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I had them New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so it's like that's 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, I guess so. How long do you usually keep raising?
I keep mine in for like 2 months, so I probably won't take these out till the end of February for me.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. No. Yeah.
Yeah, like I used to be like that, but I can't. I love like not doing anything to my hair, like just getting up and go.
That is great, but I can't. I am so, oh my God.
Well, if
I
you
had
have
it
the
not thinking about it
energy,
too much because I was going to have a little panic attack.
yeah.
I felt claustrophobic. I'm like, you know what? Let me stop. And I
I
can't
mean,
even drink wine.
no, because we're having dry January, so
February, I'm
we're
going to
almost
get
out.
lizard.
We're
Oh,
almost
yeah.
there, Kristen. And you can have
Are
wine.
we?
Well, that was a good
Okay.
palate cleanser because it got our minds off of that.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So, well, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thank you for
Thanks for
listening.
listening to
Yeah.
WTF.
Yeah, thank you.
Whispers, tales, and fights.
Exactly. Thank you so much for listening. Please reach out to us through our email, WTOpodcast11@gmail.com, if you have any suggestions or anything. Feel free to email us or shout us out. Leave comments. Like our podcast. All that. And we'll be back
Yeah.
next week with a new whole story and setup and current events and stories.
Sounds great.
And am I the asshole story? So, all right. Well,
Yeah.
until next time, bye, y'all.
Bye.